Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Yes, I was chatting to one of your men on your book site about having a book republished.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I forgot to mention that the book was a landscape book, because originally Amazon, and I think they still do, it's still so, do not publish on-demand landscape books.
Yes, we do.
And
yes, we do.
You do it, because
yes.
This one is, the one I have now is almost 9 inches by 11 inches.
Is your book currently on Amazon?
Well, I they have it in an e-book, but as far as I know, they have no way of publishing it on demand.
What's the title of it? Let me have a glimpse of your book real quick.
It's a Six White Geese by Kyrea Keston.
Six white what?
Geese. Quack, quack, quack. Not duck, but honk, honk, I should say.
One moment. I'm trying to pull it up. Okay. Can you spell out the title for me so that I can check if it's all good or not? Because I'm unable to pull it up here. Yep.
It's six, S-I-X,
mm-hmm.
white, W-H-I-T-E,
mm-hmm.
geese, G-E-E-S-E.
Perfect. By Kyrea Keston?
Yes, by Kyrea Keston. Now, see, originally when I wrote the book, Amazon did not do it on demand.
Mm-hmm.
So I hired, I think I had Barnes & Noble make me the file.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a private bookmasters print me 100 copies.
Mm-hmm.
And sent that way. But then I found out that Ex Libra does
mm-hmm.
do print on demand. So
mm-hmm.
I republished it through them. But they
mm-hmm.
made the book so expensive, no one's going to buy it.
Absolutely.
So then I went to La Gala Books and had it republished there, and the price was good, but they went out of business.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. No worries at all.
Okay.
Yeah, we can help you out with this, like, in no time. It's hardly going to take us 7 to 15 business days to fix this. Like to get it republished in hardcover and paperback, because right now your book is not on print on demand. And when I click on paperback, it's like giving me a price of $25, which I won't pay. I'll be very honest with you. I won't pay $25 for a paperback.
Yeah, that's probably through Ex Libra would be my
exactly.
My guess.
So when
yeah.
you republish it, we're going to take this page off so that nobody would use this Amazon page to purchase your book. Otherwise, all the royalties will be kept by Ex Libris, right? We won't do that. We will republish this book and take this book off right now in the manner Ex Libris is trying to sell your copies. So we'll take this one off and republish it again. And the best part about working with us is that we don't keep any royalties. Neither we will keep any ownership rights of the book. You will be the whole and sole owner of your book yourself, okay? And the book size that I currently see on your, I don't see any book size right now, but it's your call. If you want a landscape.
Yeah, it's the length is 11, and I thought the width was supposed to be 8.5, but it looks like it's closer to 9. It might be 8 3/4.
Let me check. I have my tools. One moment. I'll just quickly go ahead and, yeah. Oh. One page. Okay. Okay, it could be 11 by 8.5, or 10 by 8, or 9 by 6. And let me tell you.
Okay, I like the 11 size, 11.5.
11 into 8.5.
Because it's got a lot of nice pictures in it.
Yes,
and
the,
yeah.
Exactly, and the best part is that it's a kid's book. It should be a large book instead of a small book. So 11 by 8.5 would be the best size for your book, and we will format it. You don't need to worry about it. And then I just want to confirm, do you have a PDF document with you?
A PDF document? What do you mean? I'm not
like,
very computer savvy.
It's okay. I wasn't, you know, very savvy at all.
Well, I can go look and I think I have the book on my desktop. Maybe I can.
You have it in your computer, right? That's the question.
Yeah, I have it in my computer, yes.
Perfect. Yeah, we can do this in no
time. So that I can send you the file, you mean?
Absolutely, yes. Once you will be on board, I will go ahead and get you connected with the team right away, and we will ask you for your files. And we will share one form with you that you will fill out on the phone with us, and we will go ahead and get it republished within the time frame of 7 business days with all the royalties and ownership rights to be kept by the author. Okay? One thing. Second thing, you will also receive 10 printed copies to your doorstep so that you can have a look and feel of your book. Like a new copy, it's going to be going to be printed copies as per the size of 11 by 8.5, so that you can check how it's going to look like. They will be your signatured autographed first edition copies. If you want, you can keep them to yourself, or if you feel like distributing, if you have a big heart, you can distribute it. No worries with that. That's about it. And the complete package is going to include ebook, paperback, and hardcover republishing with formatting included, along with ISBN number, okay? And this is going to cost you
$9.99. Well, I was quoted by the other guy as being $529.
You might have applied his employee voucher, but if you're getting that
but
deal.
But I hadn't told him what size it was. I don't know if the size makes
size
a
does
lot of
make
difference.
A difference, but if you were quoted $529 earlier, it's okay. I'll get you the plan for $700 for the same size that we're talking about right now, okay?
Okay.
Yep. With my employee discount included.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, I have to check on my I was looking at where I had 6 white geese on
sorry? What do you mean?
I was looking in my file. Okay, so what's the next thing I should do? I'm going to check my file again on the 6 IDs to see what I've got. All right?
You just have to share whatever you have right now. The rest will be taken care of by my team. I'm going to get you connected with my finance team right now, and they will help you to place an order, and you will get reverted back to me as soon as the order is being placed. And then I'll get you connected with Samantha or Ella, whoever is going to be available right now to take your phone call. Yeah.
And did I understand you that you are going to take the book off Ex Libra?
Correct.
Did I understand?
You
yes.
understood
okay.
me completely.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I was just going to... Okay, check on the file.
Sure. No worries. Take your time. I'm here.
I had somebody else that wanted to republish it, too, and to books and libraries. And I think he wanted to change it some, but there's no need to change it if nobody else is going to have it. So
I tell you what, Kara, the thing is that once the book is published on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IngramSpark, or any other platform, I'm just giving an example, you don't actually have to pay anyone to get it onto the shelves. It's the publisher who is responsible for getting the books to the shelves. And this is very basic information which every publisher should be giving to a customer who is getting on board, okay? So if anybody is trying to sell you something which is not necessary, like, you know, hey, Kara, we will help you to get your book on the shelves. You have to pay this much amount only. Don't trust that. Because as soon as your book is live on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Ingram's Park, the publisher takes care of getting the book distributed, okay? Let me give you an example.
Okay. Let me give you an example. Amazon just sent me a royalties check of 56 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how they came up with 56 cents, but that's what I got.
That's because Ex Libris is keeping your royalties. They keep 70% of customers' royalties. Didn't they tell you this?
Oh. Yeah,
that's what I'm telling you. As soon as we're going to take this book off from the Ex Libris page, they won't be able to sell this book again because the book will be copyrighted under your name, right? And as soon as we're going to republish this book again under your name, you get to have 100% royalties. So let's suppose you're selling your book for $12, okay?
Uh-huh.
You will get $12. We don't keep any percentage at all.
Okay. Then how do they make money on it? They mark it up from $12?
Who makes money?
Amazon. Or say Barnes & Noble are selling the book. And I'm getting all the royalties. How does Barnes & Noble make money?
They will be selling your book on print on demand, okay? And they will be responsible for printing and shipping. They keep 30% for printing and shipping from the selling price of the customer. So if you're selling your book for $10, let's suppose I am your client and I want to purchase your paperback and it's being priced at $10, okay? I will place my order and within the 7 to 8 business days, I will get my copy to my address, to my physical address, as Amazon will deduct 30% from your amount and will give you 70%, and they will keep $3 for printing and shipping the book, and the remaining $7 will be yours. So that's how it works. So that's how they make money. They charge for printing and shipping.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay, well, yeah, there had to be some way.
Exactly.
When you say 100%, it's not actually 100%. It's more like 70%.
It's like I'm talking about ourselves.
Oh.
You get to have 100%.
You who are publish it for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Are you going to send me an email or how is this going to go about?
Okay. I will get you connected right now with my team, with the finance team. They will guide you with the next steps, and they will go ahead and transfer the call back to me as soon as the order is placed. I will generate your paid receipt along with the contract deliverables from my end. So I would be needing your email address so that I can update my records.
Okay. The email is creation by Kiraya, K-I-R-A-Y-A, at msn.com.
It's creations or a creation?
The email will not allow that many numbers, so it's just creation.
Creation, got it. I just wanted to
Yeah, my website is the creations, but
creations,
yeah.
Okay. Cool. So what is it about? Like, is it for fabrics or something?
What's for fabrics?
Your website. You sell fabrics?
My website. No, I am an artist.
Oh.
I do watercolors, paintings. I do handcrafted jewelry. I write the books. That's what I do.
You're a one-woman army. I can say that. And also, like, we can work together. We can collaborate as well because we have numerous authors who want illustrations and, you know, kind of graphics in their book involved. So if you're up for something like that, we can, you know, settle.
Well, so far, because I'm quite busy here creating things.
I
have only all my books I've written and illustrated myself, but that's the only thing I've been out for. I haven't been looking for other illustrations.
course, you don't need anyone else. You are doing an amazing job yourself. Why would you need anyone? You won't. People need you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to send me an email.
No, I'm getting connected with the finance guy, Pelletier.
Will I be seeing something on the screen or what?
You won't be seeing anything on the screen. He is going to talk with you. He's going to explain you, and he's going to guide you to how to place an order.
Okay.
All right. Give me one moment while I get you connected with Philip.
Hello, is this Pariah?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Philip from the finance team. How are you doing today?
I guess I need to, I'm going to need to get my card. We're going to have a money transaction.
Right. Do you need a couple of minutes to do that?
Okay, yeah, I'm just heading up the stairs to grab it.
Sure, take your time. I'm right here.
Okay. So if this is a credit card better than a debit card?
Problem at all. That wouldn't be a problem at all. I mean, you can use either your debit or credit card. Both are good here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. Okay. But I think we're not clear about the price quite yet, because I talked on chat yesterday to one of your fellows. I did, and he told me that I could republish it for $529, and that's not what the lady told me today. I don't know if she's going to discount some of that, but that's what she told me. So what is the price you're going to be asking me?
Okay. So obviously whoever you spoke with, the representative, they are liable to generate an invoice against whatever payment you're making. So I'm just pulling up a record here, and with your phone number, just give me a quick second here. Okay, so the book name is Six White Geese, the edition. And the invoice that is generated by Haley Stringfellow is of $700. The previous
What did you say? I didn't get that.
$700. Did you get that?
Oh, that's what you're going to say now, $700?
Right. And the price you mentioned was coming to you on the chat was $529. And the only difference in the price is basically because of the landscape conversion. So if you go with the prior edition, what you discussed with the representative on chat, it's going to be $529.
Yeah.
If you go with the landscape, it's going to be $700.
Yeah, and I did not tell him it was a landscape book. So that's why I called her back today to see if, in fact, you do landscape books. So anyway, I'm right here looking for my... where I have my file at here for this. Okay, well, all right. Well, so what do we go ahead with?
Okay, so as soon as I complete your transaction, you're going to be getting a call from your project manager, and they'll take it forward. They'll obtain the manuscript with you. They'll get connected, and everything would go forward from there.
Oh, I also should tell you, I do one company made me a Six White Geese book trailer.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Do I have that?
That could be.
I don't know if that's
kind of like it's a pretty good thing. Having a trailer does increase your chances to kind of like get more outreach in the book. So that's definitely a plus one.
Okay, so I should send that eventually to you, maybe that to you too?
So when you coordinate with your project manager, that's the first discussion you're going to have after the completed transaction. So basically, you should actually give them everything that you have pertaining to your book. Either it's a trailer, perhaps some marketing material, whatever you have, just share it with them, and they could advise you what to do with it. Because they're very, very qualified people. They know what to do with what exactly. So if you have, you
okay.
know, manuscript, resource materials, marketing materials, do share each and everything with them so they can share their ideas with you.
Okay. All right. Great. I just found where the text was here, and I was just checking around.
No problem.
I have the booking.
Okay. So basically what I need from your side is, firstly, the numbers that are appearing on the card.
You're going to need what?
Ready with the information on the card. Do you have it already?
Okay. So we're talking, it's going to be $700. Is that
That's
correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Card app. I think I'm going to do this. Is a debit card safe to use?
Use
a debit card?
Because here's the thing. The reason why the representatives don't actually cater to the transactions is because we have a separate merchant, which kind of like we don't actually have our employees deal with the financial information because we want to keep that safe, right? So a merchant is basically the point where we are transacting your amount. So you're paying not directly to the company. You're paying to a merchant that pays us. So let's suppose, worst case scenario, something happens, you can get your refund. So that's not going to be a problem at all.
Okay, so you think debit card is okay?
It's fine, either way, credit or debit.
Okay,
as long as you have online payments activated on that, like you could cater towards online transactions.
Okay, so what we would need is the I'm holding the debit card. You need the number off the back of the debit card?
I would need the name that's appearing on the card, the card number, the CVC that's appearing on the card, the back of the card, and the expiration.
Okay. All right.
So
the name on the card,
mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. I'm going to give you this information. Okay, the name on the card,
mm-hmm.
is Mary Keston. And Mary, Kyrea isn't my business name. But on the
okay.
card, it's Mary Keston, K-E-S-T-I-N.
All right. Mary as in M-A-R-Y?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have it. And what's the numbers appearing on the card?
4701.
Mm-hmm.
341. I should say zero, probably.
4701. 347.
Okay, keep going. 3 4.
Mm-hmm.
One,
one.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
0961.
Mm-hmm.
6840.
Okay. Now I need the expiration.
128.
Okay. The 3 digits on the back.
You mean this? The code?
The CVC, that's correct?
Yeah. 242.
Mm-hmm. And the billing address?
523 North 137th Street, Seattle, mm-hmm. Washington, 98133.
Got it. So just give me a quick few minutes. I'm going to transact the card. As soon as it goes through, I'll confirm it to you over the phone, and then I'll get you connected with your account manager, align them accordingly, and either if they're available right now, I'll get them connected to you directly by canceling the phone call for them. Or if not, then perhaps you could give me a time of the day, and I'll have your call scheduled with them accordingly.
Okay. This is going to be a phone call then.
Phone call, Zoom meeting, whichever you would prefer.
A phone call back
mm-hmm.
to me? Okay.
All right. Just give me a couple minutes. Let me do this first. and then I'll confirm and see if I'm getting connected right away or it's going to be a scheduled phone call for the day.
Okay.
All right? Just give me a quick minute.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. Are you still with me?
Yes.
I just got a notification. I tried to transact the card, but it was declined. The reason is obviously, since it's a debit card, you might need confirmation from your side, kind of like an OTP that you get from your bank. Or if you did not get a text message, you can try calling your bank, let them know you're trying to make a transaction of exactly $700, and they'll approve it. And once they do, we can try to do it again.
Okay, so would it be better if I used the credit card then?
It's entirely up to you. If you do you usually use this
card?
All
right, this sounds
only
like a lot. Can you cancel what you started?
What I'm saying is if you did not get a text message from your bank, either you could give them a call and ask them to approve the transaction. It normally goes through. If you want to use a different card, you can use that as well. It's entirely up to you. Hello?
Oh. Yeah, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
I guess I'm thinking I shouldn't have used my debit card, I guess, because it sounds like it's too complicated.
It's entirely up to you. Like, first of all, suppose sometimes when you use a debit card online, it asks you for an approval. Normally, if you don't use it, obviously. So what happens is either my bank texts me a one-time password or a code to approve that transaction, or it just sends me a message to kind of approve it. If it doesn't, I'd have to call them manually, tell them I'm trying to make this amount of transaction, and they'll just approve it, and I can try it again. But whatever works for you,
okay,
you can just let me know.
Okay, but they wouldn't email me like right away. It might be a while.
They do. They take around 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how much weight they have. So perhaps
okay,
the right way to do it would
I'm
be...
I'm going to my personal account and see
okay
if anything showed up.
It's usually either an email or a text message. If not, then you would have to give them a call.
Okay. Is there any way I can just cancel it now and use the other card? Or is it already been...
No, that's not going to be a problem. I can do that.
Okay. Can you cancel it then?
Sure. Let me do that. Just give me a quick second.
Okay.
But just asking, the billing address and the name is going to stay the same?
Oh, on the other card?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I guess that would be the case.
Mm-hmm.
The only way it would be if I used my, I think I won't though. I have a business card, but
no problem.
I don't want to take it. Okay, I think I'm going to, yeah, it will be still Mary And it's a visa.
Perfect. So let me just copy the detail from there, the name and the billing address. Now I need three more things from your side for the new card, the number.
Okay, this is a visa.
Okay.
And this is 4428 6819 0442 7948.
Okay, and the expiration
is 924.
Okay. And lastly, the CVC?
The last three numbers are 809.
809. Now I'm going to put you on a quick hold again. Please don't mind.
Okay.
And I'll confirm it to you as soon as it goes through, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Just give me a minute. Thank you, patients. The payment has gone through successfully. You would see the amount charged on card, the one that you just provided.
Which is $700?
Precisely. Okay. And
okay.
Just give me a minute. Let me see if the account, the project manager is available so I can get you connected right away. If not, then we would have the schedule. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Right, the team is available. Let me get you connected straight away. Just stay on hold, all right?
Okay,
perfect.
Thank you very much for being online. Is this Kyria?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Hi, Kyria. My name is Samantha Hayes. I will be your project manager throughout the entire process. How are you doing today?
Okay. What is your name again, then?
Samantha Hayes.
Say your name. I want to write it down. What is it?
Samantha Hayes. Should I spell it out for you?
Yeah. Spell Samantha.
All right. I'm going to do that phonetically. It is S as in Sierra. A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, N as in November, T as in Tango,
T,
H,
okay.
H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Samantha.
Okay. Samantha, and last name?
The last name is Hayes. That is H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, F as in Sierra. You got that?
Yeah, okay, I got it. And you're my project manager for the whole of this book thing.
That is correct.
Republishing.
That is correct.
Okay.
So first things first, I am going to walk you through the portal. I'm creating your account now, so I will most likely call you back once you get the email so I can walk you through the portal and have you logged in, okay? We use an online portal for further communication and deliveries. All right? And I believe you have the manuscript in a Word or PDF form, right?
I do. And I also have a book trailer for it. And they are going to send me a receipt for what I'm buying and a contract. Is that correct?
Of course, of course. That's going to happen now.
Okay.
I got connected with you because they wanted to prioritize your order, and that's the reason why they connected you with me immediately. Usually, we create the account first and then talk to the customer, but in your scenario, we just want to make sure that you and I, we are on the same page. Okay, I have a couple of questions to ask you, Kyria. Am I pronouncing your name right? Is this Kyria?
It's like Kite and Ray, Kyria.
Kyria, okay, that's a unique name. What does it mean, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, do you want the story or just a quickie?
Okay, I have all the time for the story. Go ahead.
Okay, I was designing jewelry for a fabric designer, a clothing designer, and she thought Mary was not a good designer's name.
Okay.
So she said I should change my name. Which blew me away, actually. I never thought of it.
I see.
So
okay.
I went home and sat on my bed and had a tablet that I was writing in. And having the name Mary, you know, everybody has Mary. So
that's
I do.
True. It's a common name.
I wanted a name that nobody else had, so to speak. So I started writing down different words. And on one side I had Kite. And on the other side, there was Ray. And I wanted something that also went well with Keston, which I was keeping in my real life. Yeah. So I chose the Kite and put it together with the Ray. So, and then I said to myself, well, since this is in the Northwest and all, the name means flying rays of the sun.
Oh, wow.
So then I took my name back to Terry Humphrey was her name, and told her that was my new name, Kyria. Well, her husband's a dentist who studies Indian languages, and he said there is a Kyria in the English language or the Indian language, which means one who creates.
Wow, that is amazing, and that is so
creative, I
must say. Kyria, I will have to get used to pronouncing that name because it's unique.
Okay, so that's the story of the name.
Amazing, amazing. Let me ask you this. How did you end up writing this book, and what was your vision behind the book, and what the book is about, first of all?
Okay. Well, what the book is about, my two daughters, when I was married with my first husband, and we lived on a nursery and tree farm, and my husband was raising trees and such. And he decided to borrow from a farmer 6 white geese, of course were wild, that he could turn loose in the nursery to help weed. And so the book is about my two daughters raising these, or taking. It's kind of humorous in places.
Right, right. Interesting.
So that
okay.
The reason I wanted to write it is because I thought it would be fun for my kids to have a book about themselves.
Of course, of course. That is so nice. How old are your daughters?
Well, they're full grown quite a bit now.
Okay.
They're about retirement age, in fact.
Oh, that is great. And, okay, I'm not going to ask you this. It's bad manners and unethical to ask a woman.
Like, how old am I?
Oh, my God, you caught it, okay. As I said, I'm not going to ask you unless you freely want to tell me.
Oh, well, I'm 78.
You don't sound like 78. Trust me.
And
you,
I don't.
Sound...
And people tell me I don't look like it either. So that's
good. That's a blessing. Yes, that's a blessing. And that's indeed a compliment. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to have a lot of fun working on this book. All right. May I know one more thing from you, Kyria? I need to understand what is the reason behind unpublishing this book. I mean, what is wrong?
Oh, okay. I'll give you the quick book story. When I first wrote the book, Amazon did not publish landscape books, and as far as I know, they still don't.
Yes.
So I had Barnes & Noble, I'm not very good with computers, had Barnes & Noble make me the file, and then I had a Master Books print the file and print me 100 copies.
Okay.
And so that's what I did first. Then later on, I found that Ex Libra printed landscape books on demand. So I republished with them. But they made the book so expensive, no one's going to buy it.
Okay.
So then I looked around some more and found La Gala, if that's how you, I'm not sure that's quite how it's pronounced. And they republished the book at a good, at a decent price. But the trouble was they went out of business within about a year after, I found out about a year after I did that. So then I was looking around. I've had more people want to publish that book, but I've been a little hesitant. In fact, I have a fellow right now that wants to send it out to libraries and, you know, bookstores and all that. But anyway, so where was I in my story? So why we need to unpublish Ex Libra, because the fellow thinks they're taking all the royalties.
Oh my, so isn't your bank account associated with this book?
Well, it's supposed to be, but you know, Amazon paid me 56 cents for royalties.
Oh my God. Okay. So what exactly did that do to you? I mean, did this scam you?
I don't
what?
Know how anyone could get royalties for 56 cents, but...
Yeah, doesn't make any sense. Okay.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I want to know how better to track royalties.
Right, right. Well, I will walk you through each and everything, okay? But we're going to do this step by step so we don't mix things or we don't skip anything, okay? So let me walk you through that really quickly. In your project, the first step will be getting access to your Amazon account. Once we have that, we're going to put down the book. And then if there are any – oh, one more question. I'm sorry. I know I ask a lot of questions, but I like to, you know, get the command on the project. Just make sure that I understand everything correctly. So sorry about that, about the questions. Okay, my question is, are there any changes that you would like to make to the manuscript, you know, once we unpublish it?
No.
Okay, so the manuscript stays as it is. Nothing needs to be changed, right?
Yes. I'm okay with it.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So first step, as I told you, would be unpublishing the book after getting the access of the account. Once that is done, we are going to move into phase two, which will be republishing your book. Before we do that, we will confirm and send you a preview link of the book, like how it's going to appear, you know, one final approval from your end. You can just take... one final look at that, just to make sure that everything is good to go, while we do that on our end as well. Once you provide your final approval, we will publish the book. Okay?
Okay.
Simple.
All right.
All right. Now, let me just really quickly look at the package as well. Give me a moment, okay? I just want to make sure I'm covering everything.
Yeah, and that you have the size right.
Yes. I want to make sure that I got the trim size correct, and that is 11 by 8.5, correct?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And the book needs to be republished on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Where is it available currently? I can see it's available on Amazon, but is it available on Barnes & Noble as well?
It's supposed to be.
Okay.
But I'm not sure whether it's just the e-book or... I don't know if Barnes & Noble had a problem with the landscape, too. I know they both have the e-book to start with. I know that was true.
I can see the paperback is there on Amazon as well for $25 something. Let me check.
Okay, well, they must be, if it's there, they must be getting it from Ex Libra.
Yes, it's there for $25.50. And your Kindle digital... your Kindle copy is on KDP Select. It's enrolled for KDP Select. That means any Kindle Fire people, you know, any Kindle Fire subscribers, they will be paying to you. It's a program that is usually enrolled, but we do not
right.
recommend
maybe
it.
Maybe that's the 56 cents.
Exactly. We do
yeah.
not recommend this to begin with. There are two reasons why. The royalties are extremely low on that because you get like 0.0041 or something like that. I'm just giving you a big example. But per page. And that is like nothing. So it doesn't make any sense. Secondly, once you are enrolled on the KDP Select, they actually have this in their terms and conditions that they restrict you to stay with them only. That means you cannot publish a book with Barnes & Noble or any other publishing platforms, which is not good in my personal
right.
opinion. You know, because Barnes & Noble has an entirely different target market. I've seen people
right.
who are committed with Amazon. They do not prefer going to Barnes & Noble and vice versa. So we, as the publishers, we recommend the customer to go on a larger scale, you know, publish a book with multiple different platforms so you have
uh-huh.
more margin and you reach your target audience,
right.
you know. A larger
yeah, I'm not really enthusiastic about that big program that Amazon has, where they, because
yes.
they change the prices of your book around too. On times they'll put your book on special, and then they won't even ask you.
Exactly.
So, So, is there a way I can get off that program?
Of course. That's the
yeah.
first thing that I'll be doing. You know, while we are unpublishing your book, we will disable this program selection that you're enlisted in. So you're no longer
okay.
charged per paid. Well, you're no longer paid per paid, not charged. And the Kindle price should be somewhere around $8 or $9. I mean, of course, that'll be your
okay.
final decision.
Right.
But I'm just giving you a rough estimate. Think of it somewhere. Yeah, go ahead.
I just looked at my clock, and I've got to be at it. I've got to leave in 5 minutes for another appointment.
Course. Of course. I'm going to let you go now.
And I have a doctor's appointment. I have a doctor's appointment later at 2. Well, actually, 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. We need to talk some more, though, on phone.
Yes, we do, because I need
yeah.
to make sure that you're logged into the portal. So I'm going to let you go now. I'll set up your account. Meanwhile, I would like to give you my cell number. You know, whenever you're free,
okay.
just text me, and if I'm available, I will confirm that, and I'll call you back. That sounds good?
Oh, you're going to send a text?
Yeah. Are you okay with that?
Okay.
Or should I email?
I don't know how to put texts in my text thing, so what I have people do is I have them send me a message on my phone, and then I'll have you in it. So I'll give
okay.
you my cell phone number. I'm talking to you on my landline.
Okay. Let me just pull up my phone. Just give me a quick moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, cell phone is the 206 area code. It's
498-6058.
6058. And if you just say, hi, I'm from, you know, from the book company, I'll have you in there then.
Okay.
And I can tell you when we can talk.
Yeah. Let me repeat the number one more time. I want to make sure I got it right. It's 206-498-6058, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thanks. It's been good talking to you. And
likewise.
We'll talk soon.
Of course,
okay.
of course. Thank you so much for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.